Hey, let's do one on Kendall, KENDALL, Ridgway, RIDGWAY, RIDGWAY. Chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, feeling headachey, or severe headache. Next number is dizziness, severe. Next number is lots of drainage. Next number is tightness in her neck. Next number is she's had issues with them. Weight gain, and she's concerned about that. Next thing is she just had a tummy tuck and a liposuction in Mexico, and she hasn't been able to lose any weight despite dieting. Next number is swelling in the neck. Next number is palpitations. Our patient is a 28-year-old young lady with a history of asthma, anxiety, depression, and symptoms of arthritis related to obesity. Comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days. COVID immunization. No COVID immunization done in the past, medical problems as above, surgeries, recently had tummy tuck surgery and liposuction, social, she smokes half a pack a day, doesn't drink, doesn't use drugs, allergy, none, family history, hypothyroidism, review of system as above, along with history of increased liver function test that needs to be evaluated. She weighs 232 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 16, 73, 137 over 78, heart positive, full positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed pharynx is red, inflamed, neurological non-focal, anterior channel lymphadenopathy noted, number one, trace edema lower extremity, number one, check blood work, including thyroid, number two, check liver function test, number three, because of her symptoms of history of increased liver function test, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, is consistent with them. Fatty liver, next number is Z-Pack, next number is Medrol Dose Pack, next number is Albuterol Inhaler, with history of asthma, next number is Rocephin, a gram now, next number is Decadron, 8 milligram now, next number is because of abnormal period, we looked at a pelvic ultrasound, which was within normal limits, echocardiogram looks good to me with good ejection fraction, abdomen, good, shows a normal gallbladder with evidence of fatty liver, next number is carotid ultrasound, is within normal limits in face of vertigo, next number is as far as her arm pain, leg pain, and edema in the lower extremity, no evidence of DVT or no evidence of DVT or PVD was noted. Next number is lower extremity edema multifactorial. Next number is first thing is rule out thyroid. Next number is second thing is rule out sleep apnea. Next number is if she does have sleep apnea, this could also explain the inability to lose weight. Next number is abnormal periods. She has a hormonal implant in her arm. Next number is lymphadenopathy consistent with current infection. Next number is blood work and sleep apnea will be ordered. Next month, I will discuss the findings with patient at length as soon as the results are available. Thank you.